Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lowest Effect, and my name is Alisa. Liz has not joined us yet, so I'm hoping she can get through. I'm not sure if Blog Talk has had some issues with her connecting, but I hope everyone is having a good morning. And I want to say hello to Raven, who is also in the chat room. So nice to see you. Hopefully everything is going well. What I'll need to do, though, is there we go. She just showed up. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, never look at an analog clock. It's at 8:24. I'm like, oh, I got 6 minutes, and then I looked at, my phone, and it said 8:30. So I plunged for the landline.
Hi.
So yes. Anyway, I'm sure you did the intro.
I did.
Okay. Hey.
And this is Liz.
Hi. I am so, oh my goodness, I am exhausted today. Of course, I was got up at 5 and just for no particular reason, just found myself awake at 5. And then, you know, you coax yourself back to sleep. And then it ends up being a very deep sleep, and then you're sort of a little off.
So, happens all the time.
Doesn't it, though?
It does.
Right? Oh.
It does happen all the time.
Girl.
It was a full moon, too, over the weekend, so it was still pretty big last night.
Oh, there was a full moon. Okay, that gives me so much clarity, because I'm like, what is going on? Full moon. Speak on that a little bit, please.
Well, all I know is there was a full moon. I think it was definitely at its fullest on Sunday.
Okay.
But, I was working, so I really didn't dive too much into it. I just knew there was a full moon. And I was lucky to be able to see it because it was overcast, I think, on Sunday here. So I really didn't. I saw it Saturday night because it was obviously starting to look really big, but was able to catch some of it last night, which is pretty. It's really pretty.
That makes sense. Yes, I started feeling a little funky Sunday night, and then a little more so last night, and I just had this profound exhaustion, and sometimes when I push through when I'm exhausted, which really isn't the wisest of things, unless there's a dollar sign attached to it, then it, of course, you push through, you make your money. And I started feeling very anxious, and I realized, okay, shut everything down. You're tired. Stop pushing through. Go to bed. And I listened. Yeah. Just wiped out.
That's good.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to listen. And that's helpful to know that there was a full moon, because I'm like, what? Really? Like, no. So that makes sense. And I even asked Alexa. I inherited an Alexa device from my now deceased brother-in-law, and it comes in handy. You want to know the time, you want to know the weather, you know, sometimes you don't feel like talking to Siri. It has like a little speaker situation, and in a moment of despair, I asked Alexa rather snappishly, Alexa, is it Mercury in retrograde? And she's like, no, Mercury will do it at the end of it. And I'm like, oh. Okay, there she is. Alexa, stop. Thank you. Okay, she stopped.
Huh.
I feel bad for people that have that device and they have, like, pets or children with the same name. Like, not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not anything I would ever pay for. The only I would only use it the way that I use it, meaning somebody gave it to me. And, yeah, I mean, it's helpful. Like, you know, you ask, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want it to come up, but I'll say, what's your name? Play meditation music or set a timer. So that's kind of cool that I don't have to, like, pick up the phone and look for Siri or whatever. So it gives you options in this crazy tech ridiculous world that we're in right now. So anyway, Mercury's not in retrograde. So thank you for filling that gap of information, telling me that it's full moon. No idea. Good times. Anyway, here we go.
It's an Aries. I want to say, yeah, because it's always the opposite of the actual sun sign. So, yeah, full moon in Aries. And trying to see if there's any nuggets. Oh, full moon in Aries makes you the center of attention again.
Oh, you freaking kidding. So like, who, my, you know, neurotic, insane self is the center of attention? Because I was certainly front and center of, like, oh, my God, there's not enough CBD for me to take to, like, calm, like, and I literally made my, which was smart, I was mindful about it, like, minimal contact with the kids, you know, after, like, the essentials, you know, meals, this, that, and the other. But, yeah, no chit-chat. I was just so hardwired to just be just anxious and easily startled, and reminded me of how I was very well. It's kind of interesting how I was pre-medication, and now I've been off the medication since the end of August. So now we're in mid-October, so it could be attributed to that a little bit, maybe. I don't know, because these things have, like, a half-life. It's just so nice not to remember to take prescription medication twice a day and then dealing with the pharmacy and the refills and all of that. That's more the convenience as opposed to, I don't want to poison my body. Like, I don't have time for that. So it's just the convenience of it all, and it's worth going through the little bit of discomfort or what have you. And I have definitely felt that exercise, mindfulness, meaning meditation, so exercise, meditation, and CBD supplements have really helped me manage. And I haven't felt such baseline anxiety in a while, but the fact that it was mindfully dealt with, I shut it down pretty quick. So, you know, we just have to take care of ourselves. Exactly. What else are we going to do? That's it. Yep. Yep. And as things are, you know, shape-shifting and reinventing themselves and everything else, like this show, and I would guess next week would be our literal anniversary, more or less, if we're basically roughly determining that. And how interesting that we're celebrating season 10 with a kind of a new show. Or whatever. I think it's cool. So who knows? And I'm wondering, okay, see, the thing is, you know how it's very helpful for me to have you as a co-host for, one, I love you, and I think you offer wonderful things to the people. And on a practical level, just to stay on track with certain things, or that if I'm curious, because I always go into an altered state, to check with you. So I believe the last show in chat, perhaps. There was a request from Marguerite about her daughter, who's
yeah.
Right. And I think I said a couple things about, I'm remembering now, about a male energy. I don't know if I mentioned a smoker. So Marguerite, if you're listening, I'd be curious if any of those things made sense. I remember the last show feeling a very strong presence from the other side. So, in the light of the format shifting a little bit, we had this other caller the show before last. She asked what a spirit had for me. Usually that's my go-to to the database. The database wasn't cooperating. Big surprise. Meaning being nudged to shift what we're doing with the show and how the conversation was very heartfelt. And I think you and I could both kind of feel like that shift that's organically sort of moving in this revised format or expanded format. Mm. So curious about
well,
what she
I think is calling in, so let's see what's going on.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How's your daughter?
She's home, but she's still in a lot of pain.
Of course. That mm-hmm. makes perfect sense. So you heard the last show?
Yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I'm just curious, did any of the things that come in make any sort of sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You said, I'm sure Courtney was there, because Courtney...
Oh, I know she was there.
And her sister were close, so yes.
Okay.
I mean... among other people, but the other energy, the male mm-hmm. that smoked, that would have been her father, who was on the other side, and he smoked before
okay.
he had a heart attack and things. So yeah, that perfect sense.
So I didn't know if the smoker was here or on the other side. Mm-hmm. So he's her father, and he was a smoker.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, well, good to know her sibling and her father were watching over her, are watching over her. Of course, she's in a lot of pain. That was, I'm trying to remember, that was the procedure, it was like the pacemaker or something, it was procedure dealing with the heart?
Yes.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they had to remove it and put another one in. This is her third.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
they last about 7 years, so she went a little over seven, so.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
And I'm sensing that although she's in recovery and it's painful,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously,
yep.
how could
mm-hmm.
it not be? It's painful. Surgery is painful no matter what it is, and this is pretty hardcore. But I'm getting that, and I think this might be coming from Courtney. I'm not sure which one, but like it's kind of joking. So whoever had the more playful energy, I'm feeling that it might be. I don't know who. Maybe the father had a playful energy too, but there's an energy of playfulness. So let's go with that. And the third one's a charm. So that's coming from somebody, and also there's pride in how. What's the daughter's name? Who has a J? Does somebody have a J name?
Not here, no.
Okay, so just save, file the letter J with a name. It might be connected to somebody or something. So just file that.
Unless it's my son, Josh. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're saying hello to him.
Okay.
Oh, they're like, hello. Okay. Excuse me.
Courtney Wood. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's her. That's her. That's funny. That's her. Okay. Excuse us. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, okay, so she wants to say hello to him.
Okay.
So it's like not for him to be forgotten and maybe in all of this. Okay. And there's a sense of pride for what's the name of the daughter with the procedure?
Megan,
okay. They're very proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to know that. And don't forget about Josh. Not that you're forgetting about him, but that was a special shout out to him. That's funny because that J came in so strong. She's like, okay, we know. It's almost like, yeah, we're gonna get to my sister who was hospitalized, but you gotta talk about the. It starts with a J.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I'm listening. Fine. These people on the other side, they get cute. Like, I work for them. Do I work for you?
You know, that's kind of interesting because, you know, Josh is autistic and he does not believe in God or the afterlife. So to bring that up, he's just kind of like shrug his shoulder and like, nah.
All right. Well, you don't have to say anything to him.
I do it in other ways, so I don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
don't
have to,
but
it's almost like they're saying hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they know that you're gonna get that. That they're saying hello to him, but it's almost like don't forget about him. Meaning, not that you're going to, but the way that this information was put out, like the energy of the J name was very strong. So she's thinking about her brother, Courtney, you know, and that's really all it is. So you don't even have to. You know, however you feel is appropriate, but you don't need to mess with his belief system. And I know that you wouldn't. So, interesting. But, Megan's in pain, but, she's going to do okay. So, so she has her team, watching it. Well, I'm glad that you called in and that you verified that, so thank you. Came in very, very strongly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, that's really funny, though, the J name, though, to me. I mean, the way that came in, it was very much like, okay, hold it. And that she wanted.
Well, yeah.
She really wanted to acknowledge him, however you take that, Marguerite, but she really wanted to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
So.
She has come through in dreams that Josh has had. And he will tell me, you know, I had a dream about her. So, like,
she is coming through, yeah.
Questions and stuff, yeah. But this was early on, too. And if every once in a while he may say something. But she is a strong influence through him because when I get these, well, you know, the down feelings or whatever.
Sure.
He put on a movie that I like. He has no, I mean, he wouldn't know what they are. He just, oh, let's watch this movie. And she would know.
Right.
And so this month is his Halloween month. He loves Halloween. So he's watching all these movies. I'm thinking, would she watch these with him? Because I sit there and like,
oh my God, right?
You know,
mom, watch this with me. No, I'd rather. I got a chicken in the oven. Bye.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the black and whites, but when they go into, you know. But anyway, so, I mean, she will do things. And as far as like including him, I went to get something for my daughter that she wanted and she can't get out yet.
Sure.
And we were in the store and he picked up a magazine. I said, do you want that? You know, we'll get it. Well, I said, let's get it. Because he kind of hesitates when it's something that's, you know, like a non-essential or whatever. And I said, let's just get it.
Mm.
So there was a little nudge, like Courtney said, you know, like pick that magazine up, let's get that. So so there are things that, you know, I can hear that.
Yes, of course you
can. I tried to get him to, you know,
Right.
To go ahead with. So
and
yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
It makes
yeah.
a huge difference, and
uh-huh.
I you're right on track, because I think so much is overlooked where it comes to how important, how profound the little things are, the details. And I
mm-hmm.
love that expression, God is in the details. I love that expression.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I think if we acknowledge or have reverence for the little things, the impact that it makes is tremendous, or can make such a difference. So something that, you know, that anybody would be like, oh, a magazine, big deal. Yeah, guess what? It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So interesting. But, yeah, Courtney's very mm-hmm. much running the show in the best way that means. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But she's looking out for
yeah.
you guys, which is great. So.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Well, I think as a mom, and you could understand this,
mm-hmm.
that when you see your child in pain and there's
mm-hmm.
nothing you can do,
oh,
it's
the
just,
worst. Oh.
It's tearing me apart inside. I'm like,
of course it is.
Beside myself half the time. But there's,
yep.
you know, like they can only do so much. They can't give her narcotics. They can,
right.
And I said, what are you taking? Tylenol? I'm like,
yeah, what
she had major surgery.
Yeah,
major
surgery.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm like holding my breath. It's like,
right.
You know, so and it the everything it has to go. You know, she has a routine, and it's not being kept because her husband can't
right.
do things like change.
Right.
You know, the bandage and do.
Oh.
So it's difficult, but she's strong. I mean, if she's managed this 3 times already, and hopefully
right.
she'll keep moving because she's, you know, every
right.
7 years she just turned 40. So we want, you know, at least 7 more years. You know, and that's. You know, I'm
yeah,
looking forward to those years.
And she's at this. Yeah, this is going to be. It's going to be very. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Like her body knows
mm-hmm.
what to do, and it's almost as if for some of the epigenetics, for whatever reason, she might be one of the ones taking the hit. For the bloodline, in terms of like the healing, the broken DNA, and things like that. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
mm-hmm.
might want to think about that. I don't know where she is in the birth order. Where is she in terms of?
She's my second.
Out of how many?
Oldest. 6.
Girl, you have 6 children. Okay.
5 girls. 5 girls.
Girl.
I still have some hair left, but yeah.
Wow. My goodness.
And Courtney was my 4th. So yeah,
right.
there's a definite pattern. I was talking to my husband about yesterday because blood type, especially. My mom, and I don't know anything past my mom, but my mom was 3rd of 6. She was 3rd daughter,
mm-hmm.
and her blood type was. Rh O negative.
Oh Lord.
I'm the 3rd child. There's only 2 girls in my family. I was Rh O negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my 3rd daughter who is Rh O negative. So there is a line with that.
But this daughter
with,
is your, not her though. Not
but,
with Megan.
No,
she's
it's another
second.
One. Right.
She's,
but Megan has the heart issues like the congenital heart failure
mm-hmm.
that my mom had, and so did Courtney, but we didn't get that in time.
Well, there
so,
you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it goes,
so
okay, thank you. So
that.
It goes with the heart, well, it goes with the congenital, well, you've kind of found it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with the
mm-hmm.
congenital heart, and I'm going to ask a personal question.
Sure.
Okay, so out of the 6 children, okay, there's no delicate way to ask this, but it's important for what I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
sort out here, what's coming in.
Sure.
How many children with Megan and Courtney have the same dad?
Yeah, I was married to their dad, all of them.
Okay,
one dad.
So all six children with one dad?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good. So with the heart, with the congenital heart, and it's like every third child with the...
Well, no, not with the...
Not with the heart, that's
the
RH,
type.
But she doesn't have that. So
right,
her blood type is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, this is with the heart thing. You know, blood type.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with blood type.
No.
Right? So you're thinking, so that makes sense. It makes sense that she would have a different blood type, but she's dealing with the congenital heart. So, and she has children?
She has one.
Okay. And how old is that child?
18.
Okay. And what's the barometer like in terms of emotional issues with the 18-year-old?
Well, let's see. Between the family, between us, it's fine. But with his mom and him, there's a lot of turmoil.
Okay.
I guess I don't know.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So not good, but good that you're kind of supporting the energy that I'm sensing here. So thank you. Yeah. So it's almost like the ultimate sacrifice a mother will make for the child.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is that this all kind of ties into what I'm picking up here. Not knowing about the 18-year-old, but I had said from getting this from Courtney that the third one's a charm, right? Meaning this is the third procedure. Mm-hmm. So in 7 years, their child will be 25.
Mm-hmm.
So much will be healed in the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Megan is kind of taking the epigenetic hit for the team so that they're no longer, the on a spiritual level or on an emotional level, the wounded heart will no longer be so risky. So it's not to say that things may not come out, you know, if the 18-year-old has children one day and all that, not to say the genetics don't lie, genetics are genetics.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that Megan is doing now in this life, taking the hit for previous generations.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so I don't know, and you don't have to get into it, so I don't know what her, being the second child out of six, I don't know how that plays out in the growing up of the household. You don't have to get into that narrative, but energetically, for whatever reason, out of the six, she's the best suited to be that that guardian and that game changer. So we'll leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree to a point with that because she's totally opposite of what she was when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
She is more in charge of herself and not, she was before, but it's different. She is actually taking responsibility now.
That's
for
the whole
her life
point.
And that,
that's why.
Not, you know,
that's right.
Was,
so in order to, exactly,
yeah.
That makes this, I totally agree with that. That makes perfect sense. In order for her to take care of herself, she's taking care of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes perfect sense because she can no longer be the person to fill that role. So it's almost like she has to be Joan of Arc a little bit. She has to lead this so that she can heal and not carry generations of stuff with her. It's breaking free. And Elisa, I'm sure you would have something to say about that, where all the work you're doing, it's not the selfless act, but it's almost like, I got to do this. I got to cut these cords so I can take care of myself.
Yeah, there's a necessity to it. Mm-hmm. Because you know you have to move on, and there's, you can't really see it happening unless all these other things take place. So it's certainly isn't a conscious thing until it is, you know, until something clicks and you start asking all those questions and you make that you make those connections. But other than that, you know, it's just, you think it's because you have grown up and you have certain situations now that you have to look at differently versus, you know, where you were when you were 6 or, you know, 18. So yeah, but you know, it's very it's timely. But the spiritual implications, sometimes it's like, I wish I could know all those things, but it won't make any sense for me to know all those things, you know, whenever I wanted to know them. To only get a little bit at a time, just enough to keep you going. That little drip is enough to keep you going, and then like, okay. Because otherwise, it the bigger picture is so big and so overwhelming that you can be paralyzed by it until you take in what you need to take in and what you can take in for the moment. I mean, I'm just listening. It's very interesting, because anytime there is that whole phrase, taking a hit for the team, you know, there's that, you know, a lot of times you think, I didn't sign up for this, but chances are you did, you know, on some level.
Oh yeah.
There was an agreement to do it and to continue to do it, because, you know, you can certainly change your mind, you know, in this lifetime, you can always change your mind. But sometimes it's that need for changing how you're feeling and realizing it probably goes a lot deeper than just what you're feeling now. Like the need to change your life to the point where, you know, I don't even want to have this. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with this next go around. Or I don't want anyone else to have to deal with this. Those dynamics of, you know, whether it's from your own body, the symptoms that you have in your own body, or the situation in your lifetime of, you know, whatever sense of oppression you may feel, you know, that type of thing. There are big changes, and it's not always pretty, actually, a lot of it, because it's coming up against what has then become established as the norm. There's a lot of resistance, and to break free from that and to have to break it so that it reconfigures into something a little more allowing can be incredibly difficult. The thing is, we're not really doing it all alone. It just feels like it at times, until you reach out and until you're able to, like I said, make those connections, whether it's because of a mentor who's gone through it, or, you know, an acquaintance who then becomes the best friend who's like, oh, I know somebody who had to do this. And it's just interesting how, you know, in the beginning, we have to forget all that we knew before. That whole, we're all connected, that we're all one, because the only way to understand who we are is to feel so different and to have those things sometimes be so painful, that you want to feel like you, I don't know if this phrase, you want to feel like you belong, but to feel like you're in a good place. I guess that's a better phrase, but it's just like a little game we play. It's like having one blob break off from a bigger blob and say, look at me. And then it's like, oh, it's scary. This is a little scary, you know? Now I'm having to do all this stuff on my own. Then you can always just go back to the blob. It's just, you know, you don't think about that being a real option at the moment. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah. It's like those blobs are, when you want to change, it's that fear that you're focused on. What's going to happen if I change, you know? And I think that I've been dealing with for, I don't know, better part of the year, just with family issues. And I'm like, well, I'm thinking, this is me. I'm changing. You don't have to like it.
Right.
I have to like it. It's
That's
me.
Right.
So, you know, there's been a lot of things that are going on, and it's kind of fun. And it's all like, it doesn't matter. It just really doesn't matter. As long as I feel that I'm doing it for me, the better good for me, and not for anybody else. You know, I'm not going to go out and do something just for somebody else if they don't want it. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
And I have a conversation with, there's four of us neighbors right here, like in a little cul-de-sac, but we're in a rural area. And one right behind us is an older couple, and the man has cancer, and, you know, he's eventually going to pass. But for the last 6 months or so, we've heard from his wife, oh, he's not doing good. You know, he's not good. I'm going to go to hospice. And then I have the other neighbor, Kitty Corner, come over, and she starts talking. And I keep saying to her, I said, from my vantage point, from my point of view, he is still here, and he still has life.
Yep.
And I had a much younger loss. So if I am going to mourn somebody that's still here, that's a waste of my time. I can't do that.
Nope.
I mean, you know, you have to live the life. If you're hurting, you know, I'm sorry. But I can't put more into that situation.
You can't be party to that.
No.
Absolutely.
No. So I'm doing that with my family, too. And I'm like, this is it, you know, doing for me. And most of them, I have five siblings. And out of five siblings, I'm probably the only one that does not have any heart issues.
Look at that.
And most of my parents did.
Wow.
So, you know, what am I, you know, I haven't gone, but, you know, I'm up in age. Anything could happen. But I don't look at it as I'm going to. It's like,
no.
If it, whatever, you know, I am here in this moment.
Right.
And whatever you say, whatever you hear, if it doesn't come from me, that's your choice to hear it or to believe it or to whatever.
Right.
And I'm going through issues of, well, I heard this, and okay, I just let it be. Because, and I said, unless you hear it from me or ask me about it, I don't know anything about it. I can't help you if, you know, it didn't come from me. So, you know, so the whole, everything that you've been saying, even Lisa, that's, you know, it resonates with me. So,
good.
Yeah.
And I deal with this on a daily basis.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, yeah, it's life. And, yeah, I signed up for it, but I signed up for my life. I didn't sign up for
the
neighbors.
Well, it's like
the
mob to the plane. You know, you're going to be attractive. You know, you're going to be an attractor. They may not even know the reason why they're drawn to talk to you, to say certain things to you. And that's why God invented boundaries, you know, and you're very, and thank goodness you're very well aware of them, and you know how important they are. And sometimes we just have to take care of ourselves. It's just all too much.
Right.
You know, just watching the news sometimes at the wrong time could be devastating. So it's just sometimes all too much. And to be drained by the stories and the false sense of control or, you know, manipulation or whatever, who has time? We can't control. There's so little that we can control except how to the degree that we decide to yield or that we experiment. Like, can I yield to spirit just a little bit more today? That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that's the objective. Can I yield a little bit more today? And then the next day and the next day, even if it's just a subatomic particle's worth. That's all we really can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is go ahead.
Well, my thing is if I enter into a conversation or I go out and do something, I always ask for, give me guidance so I don't speak out of turn.
Right.
Because sometimes my thoughts don't connect with my speech
fast
enough,
all day.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right, right.
I either have to just nod, smile,
right.
you know. So
right.
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's discernment, and that's being mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just not worth expressing your opinion, especially to those that don't listen. And unfortunately, I would say most people really don't listen. I think that's why it's so important to have this podcast, because you know you're going to be listened to and seen as a fully dimensional person that you are. How many opportunities do
mm-hmm.
we have for that? Not many.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, well, listen, we're putting out the best of intentions and energy for Megan, and she has, like, I don't know why this is coming to the wacky power couple on the other side. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's why I'm saying it. But maybe that means something to you.
Oh gosh, I don't know. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
My dad even was. My parents were kind of.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's the word wacky. The word wacky came. So there's some wacky energy from the other side, but it's
mm-hmm.
in good fun. So whatever that means to you, and yeah, she's in pain, but she's gonna get through this. And it's going to be interesting how her healing might correlate with the healing or the shift in energy with the relationship with the daughter. So that'd be a very interesting
mm-hmm.
thing to sort of watch to see how those things correlate or parallel with each other.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Keep us posted.
Mm-hmm. I will.
All right, darling.
Well,
thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
wonderful
thank
to talk
you.
To you.
Oh, it's good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Well, love you guys.
Take
care. Talk to you later.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, I think, maybe that's going to be like an ongoing theme in terms of people who end up, you know, being that one to take the hit for the team, you know, or
right.
at different points where that's just someone. Like, I think about my strange brother, you know, a choice that he's made and how that plays
right.
into the bigger picture for, you know, for whenever that is down the road. What
right.
does all that mean?
Free will.
Yeah.
Right.
Free will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
to some degree, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's free will, but it's like you can't. You know, not that. It's interesting how if something needs to be confronted, it's going to be confronted. You can put it off and put it off and put it off, but there.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like in that case, it could be a very quiet reckoning, but it will be a reckoning. A lot of times it happens with people on their deathbed.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And does he have any idea that he's going to be an uncle?
I don't know. I don't know how often he talks to my cousin, which is Anna's brother. I know they keep in touch. So I'm not sure. I'm sure that if my cousin has seen him, that he's mentioned it, but I don't know. I don't know what my brother knows or doesn't know.
Right, and at least there's some foothold into knowing that there's somebody in the family that he is in contact with, as opposed to. You don't even know if he's... I have a friend that has a brother. He doesn't even know if he's dead or alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well,
wow.
yeah, and but it's interesting because we don't know. Like, my other brother will ask me. It's so funny. Every so often he'll ask me if I've heard from him. Like, that hadn't changed in the last few years. So, you know.
Right.
No.
Right. Did we grow up together? Right. Right. Have we not? Yeah.
I said, you know, we didn't have that kind of, you know, that kind of relationship. Even at the best of times, you know, it's just we're all very independent of each other.
Right.
And so, if anything, the two of them were very close because
right.
just by proximity of age and the fact they were both, you know, boys, they both grew up together. But yeah, my cousin, it's weird when my cousin says, you know, I haven't heard from him yet. I'm like, oh, okay. So we just never know.
Right.
What to expect, which is kind of par for the course.
Right.
So, you know, we just, whenever news comes in, we hope it's, you know, we hope it's good. I think I've had to make, like, there are certain things I've had to make peace with, you know. I know what it's like with my mother, who, you know, for the longest time would always ask us, you know, and to a lesser degree, my other brother, he'll just keep asking every so often if he'll kind of bring it up. And that's, they're very similar in that way. And for me, it's just, well, I had to make peace with him.
Yes.
Even before he left the house,
mm-hmm.
I had to make peace with him. And in
yeah.
my own way, whether he acknowledged it or not, but I had
no,
to.
No, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always wish him well. And around,
of
like
course.
Around the holidays or around his birthday, I sort of, you know, put it out there. And obviously sometimes he'll show up. Sometimes he'll show up in my dreams. And then
mm-hmm.
I'll think about him again. And I'm like, you know, I can only trust. Because years ago, again, so now we're kind of going back to Lois, she did this this system she learned and taught, this Michael system. And
right.
She had a person that would channel, like she'd look at photos and then would come up with, she'd also look at, she'd look at everything and decide, okay, well, this person has this particular role. And so I did, you know, for a while there, I was like putting pictures up of my family and trying to get some information on all of that. And I remember the report was that my oldest brother just decided in this lifetime to kind of do it alone, to go it alone. And that even most people, when she used to do these charts, they have another role that another soul that is, and now I can't remember the terminology for it, but it was a soul that you kind of come out at the same time from source, and you spend lifetimes kind of you know, being that other person's you know, go-to, whether you're on the planet or not. I kind of think Anna is that person for me.
Yes.
And so, but when she was trying to figure out even just who that role was, like what role that person was for my brother, she's like, I'm not getting anything for him. So I have a
wow.
feeling that he has chosen in this lifetime or this go around, even though it was just this lifetime, but that, you know, I'm going to do it alone.
Right.
Oh, okay. And so I knew that, gosh, probably a good, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Wow.
That was sort of what had chosen. And a lot of it kind of made sense because he's, not that he's always been alone, but he definitely has a way of doing things for himself that it doesn't necessarily, it's not like I'm going to get along with everybody. It's like, I'm going to do my thing. And, you know, either you're on board or you're not. And I don't really care either
right.
way. He just, it's just not, it's not that he's not thinking about how it's going to look.
Right.
It's just not, that's not one of his things. So, yeah, even then, I knew, but I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I didn't know what it was going to look like for that to take place. And now I do. So
right.
Like, okay, well, that's what it is. And when he is good and ready to do anything about it, he knows he can. He may have dug himself in a hole so deep that he thinks he can't. I think
right.
he kind of feels that way about my parents.
Yes, I think
but,
so.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but what he doesn't realize is that my parents would take him back. You know,
oh,
it's not even
prodigal
about
son,
taking him
realness.
Back.
Of course.
They would
oh
welcome
God.
Him back regardless.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that they would do that because that's, you know, that's, of course you're going to do that. It's your family.
That,
you know?
That's their
so,
child. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
So, you know, we talk about people taking hits for the team. It's like, okay, well, you know, tag team, you know, you're it, you know, okay. And,
right?
And it's not necessarily meant, you know, for one of us to just do it. Although it may seem like that. I know it's not. I know it's not just, you know, like it's not just my gig. It's
right.
It's there's a lot more to it. So.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting how this all comes into play, and then when you get that clarity, you're able to step back a little bit. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. And to have certain boundaries in place and to know that, okay, you might have been this designated energy to switch things up or to be the one to interrupt the pattern,
mm-hmm.
right? And, that's something I would have said a moment ago with Marguerite, too, that it's, you know, you say taking the hit for the team, it's not like you sign up for that. You know, we didn't sign up for that, but it's to be the designated pattern, the one to interrupt the pattern so
right.
that the path is clear for the future generations, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, when I think about that and I think about, you know, this new baby coming along the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
My
yep.
sister-in-law. Like, totally worth it. You know, if it took that long, it took that long. And however
yep.
it plays out, that's just what it is. And
yep, absolutely.
And that's a new story, you know. And I don't know. I can wish all the best for how that's going to turn out. But I don't know. I don't know.
No, we're not.
I don't know what that's
going to
be.
We don't know. Right, right, right. So, I would think that my mother would feel like, okay, I got out of a marriage that was difficult where nobody did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have two children that make their feelings very clear. Sometimes I don't like that, but that
right.
they feel safe and comfortable enough to pretty much say anything to me.
Right.
I didn't grow up like that. It was,
mm-hmm.
it, honey, it was, it, growing up, it was don't ask, don't tell, you know?
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
Kinda,
in our family,
right?
It was definitely cold shoulder. Like, let's not talk about anything.
We're not talking about nothing. Right.
We're not talking about, I'm not going to say anything, but you just better know. And act
right.
accordingly. Like,
oh, okay. Act accordingly. Read my mind and make sure you're home for dinner. Right.
Right.
Or we'll make a plate, right? And we never ate together. It was always, you know, whatever.
Oh,
so
that's different. That's different for us. We always ate together.
Right. No, we never did. Well, because my father was never around.
I wouldn't say we always did, but growing up, we did until we got really busy with school, and then.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I missed that part. I mean, I always missed. That's why I love being able to sit down and eat with people. I love being able to sit down.
Oh, I
and
love
have
that. Yeah, yeah, I love that. Yeah, but I wasn't raised that way primarily.
Mm-hmm.
It was confusing because it would be like sometimes you would, sometimes you wouldn't. But it wasn't consistent. And then with my eat family, meaning my household, my children, we never. It wasn't like, oh, let's sit down at the table, have dinner. We never. I wasn't used to it. And. So it's something that we eat together. It's like if we're at a restaurant,
right?
Which kind of makes it special, but yeah, everybody's doing their own thing. So
right,
yeah. So God only knows what they're going to do when they have kids, if they have kids. the robot will get it. Whatever. Anyway. At this stage, I mean, oh, my God, I don't even, please, stop the world. I want to get off. It's crazy. Too much.
So I have been doing that meditation, like I've been doing walking around the backyard. When the only day I haven't done it is Sunday, because that's, like, literally my day of rest.
No, that's okay, Jesus. That's good. No, that's good. Jesus, that's good. So, listen, Jesus, that's good. So that's beautiful. You're doing that. So you start it in your backyard. Nice.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
And I'm really enjoying it. I think the backyard enjoys that someone's back there, honestly. And
see?
And so it has been. It's been it's making me appreciate the sky. I can still appreciate the sky because I don't think I've ever been back there long enough to really notice.
Yeah,
and
there,
so
Dorothy.
Last night
right
I was also
uh-huh.
Yeah, I was also trying to take pictures of the moon, which, you know, I'm working with this camera that my friend let me borrow, so that was just fun. I got to do that in the backyard, and so feeling a little more comfortable back there.
Nice.
It was nice. It was just nice to be able to do that, and I even did that early on Saturday before I had to go to work. I
good
just
girl.
Sat, and then you know, I think even yesterday I just sat there in the backyard. I did it in the morning, and then in the afternoon I took a break and sat outside.
That's
I brought
great.
A little folding chair and just sat outside, kind of dozed off. I'm like, see,
nice.
This happens. But it was nice.
That see, you don't have to make it like, you don't have to make a special trip to go someplace to get the same benefit. And you know, you can still have your walks with your friends and do this, that, and the other. But in terms of a routine for your mental hygiene and just to get things moving, that it turns into a habit. So that wherever
mm-hmm.
you are, you're going to know that as part of your routine, even if it's 5 minutes, you're going to take that 5 minutes to either... Well, in your case, because you fall asleep, I forget to do an active meditation, because that's what's going to work for you.
Right.
That's wonderful. I'm very, very happy to hear that you received that information and you did something with it. That's really great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I enjoy being outside. I just don't think I've looked at this backyard, because it was nothing like, you know, the backyard that I used to live in. That would
right.
have been no issue.
No.
But the plus about this is that we don't have dogs.
There you go.
So I can
so
walk
you don't have to worry about
there.
Where you're stepping.
Right. I mean, I still do, just because, you know, you never know what could be out there. But,
right.
But yeah, for the most part, it's, you know, you just walk around. And so I have certain trees that I touched all the trees. I'm like, I walked by and,
nice.
And I just said hello to all of them. So I just have this connection. And in fact, yesterday I sat outside and it was interesting because all I could hear was a street noise, you know, from the front
mm-hmm.
street.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few minutes, I started finally hearing birds, like almost
nice.
Like, oh, okay,
underneath
yeah.
Underneath all of that, yeah.
No, it was quiet other than the street noise, almost like the birds were sort of doing their thing elsewhere, and then they finally came by. So
oh,
I don't
see.
Know if it's just a matter of timing, but
right.
But that was nice.
That's great.
I couldn't hear anything other than the street noise, and then finally it took some time. But,
no, I think
yeah.
that's so great, And again, it's like it's the small thing. So, yes, it's not the Taj Mahal, and it's not this beautiful – it's not Versailles. It's not the Gardens of Versailles. But to see the beauty in the ordinary, to me, is so extraordinary to do that. And that's what you're doing, you know, like seeing God in the details of this nondescript backyard. Well, it's not nondescript. You know, I'm sure the trees and the energy – I'm sure they're appreciating that you're appreciating that.
Yeah.
You know, and that
yeah.
and you feel, and I would imagine that you feel an aliveness where it comes to being in that space because you are connecting to that energy that's always been there.
Right.
So really, really, really happy to hear that. That's great. Yay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So this would be, I guess, a good that's wonderful. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good for you. That's Lois is happy. Good. Very good. well done. And who knows, I'm waiting for my 528 megahertz tuning fork to a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we're gonna start, you know, freestyling with the Lois Effect podcast. So we'll see where it takes us. But I love that it's fluid, and that's a beautiful thing. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Always remember to love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Have
love
a good
you.
Day. Take care.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.